Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
And good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. And for those who've forgotten, today is the Ides of March. As I say, beware the Ides of March. But anyway, this is the VK2WI News live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer this evening, Peter, VK2EMU, and engineering tonight is Steve, VK2EEL. The weather here is fine and blue sky. It's dusk is coming along, but clear sky. And temperatures around 24 degrees. Rainfall at the VK2WI site last week was 20 millimetres, and transmitter status is all okay. On the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RWO is currently off air, awaiting relocation to a new site. All other repeaters are currently operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week. Later in this bulletin, we have a summary of honour activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activities and the contacts. General inquiries can be sent to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 9 444 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks go to John VK3HJQ and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. AGM updates. A reminder that the 2026 Annual General Meeting of Amateur Radio New South Wales will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday, the 21st of March. This will be a hybrid meeting, both online and via Zoom, and in person here at VK2WI Dural. Members wishing to attend via Zoom must register in advance. To register, email office@arnsw.org.au with your full name, call sign and email address where joining instructions will be sent. Registration should be completed no less than 72 hours before the meeting, and Zoom access details will be sent out within 24 hours of the meeting. Members intending to lodge a proxy should note that they must be received by 11 a.m. on Thursday the 19th of March. If sending your proxy by post, please allow enough time for delivery. Picton Hamfest. The Picton Hamfest returns for 2026 with a new date. It is on Sunday the 31st of May, once again at the Picton Showgrounds, 151 Menangle Street, Picton. The event runs from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Outdoor sites measuring 6 by 6 metres can be booked by contacting Steve on 0421 109 694. There is also a limited number of indoor tables available at a small cost. More details can be found on the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society's website. Click on the Picton Hamfest link from the homepage or on the Society's Facebook page. That's 73 from Simon, VK2XQX. 31st of May, that will be the same day as the ARNSW members meet up here at Dural. So, which one do we go to? I'm coming to Dural. Weekly solar and geophysical report. With data thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. First, the summer activities from the 6th to the 12th of March. Dates across the column are 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th and 12th. 10 centimetre flux, 143, 143, 135, 128, 127, 124 and 121. Frederick Bird Index, 3, 11, 14, 5, 11, 7 and 7. Australian Index, AOS, 6, 12, 12, 5, 7, 6 and 8 estimated. And find the T-Index, 117, 113, 104, 96, 107, 99 and 92. Solar flare activity was low to moderate, remaining below warning level thresholds. Geomagnetic activity in Australian region was mostly at quiet levels. A weak magnetic impulse of 8 nanotesla was observed at 0535 UTC on the 6th. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Enhancement of 15% were observed during local night on the 6th, 25% during day and 15% at night on the 7th, and 20% during the day and 15% during the night on the 8th. Forecasts issued on the 13th of March until the 19th. Solar activity is expected to be low to moderate with a slight chance of R1. Geomagnetic activity expected to reach G1 early in the week with a chance of G2 due to coronal hole wind stream effects. Maximum usable frequencies in the southern Australian region are expected to become slightly depressed early in the week in association with expected geomagnetic activities. Otherwise, frequencies should remain near predicted monthly values. And we had the solar flux index updates. Here are the updated solar flux index SFI figures for this week. Having finished February, we had a minimum of 108, an average of 136 and a maximum of 178. With peak dates from the 1st to the 11th. So far for March, we're expecting a minimum of 105, an average of 125 and a maximum 148. With peak dates from the 1st to 11th and the 28th to the 31st. Looking ahead to April, we're expecting a minimum of 105, an average of 120 and a maximum of 135. With peak dates from the 1st to the 8th and the 23rd to the 26th. That's updates thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series, written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
The other day I looked in my diary and noticed that it was the anniversary of my first solo flight. If that's not familiar to you, it means I got in an aeroplane on my own for the first time, taxied to the end of the runway, made a radio call to warn all the other pilots, took off, flew a circuit and landed safely. All the essentials for flying a plane. It occurred to me that there was a period of preparation associated with that flight. I did training, I practiced, I got my gear in order, and then, after all was ready, I did the actual flight. In a technical hobby like amateur radio, it's easy to get stuck in any of the steps leading up to your first transmission. It's just as easy to get stuck getting ready to do a contest, activate a digital mode, climbing the soda peak. Each of those activities are part of our hobby, and doing those can provide you with a sense of achievement, a measure of success, and ultimately the confidence to continue in this hobby. I've said before that there is a contest on pretty much every weekend, if not quite every day. People who participate in those contests do so for a variety of reasons, from testing equipment to getting different countries in the log, to catching up with friends, to winning. I'm a die-hard contester. I love the chase, love to improve on my performance, get better, do more, faster, etc. That's not to say that there are times when I use the opportunity of a contest to try something new. At the moment, I'm in the process of trying to figure out how I can record my voice into appropriate audio files so I can make the logging tool N1MM make all the noise on behalf of my vocal cords. Calling CQ for hours on end is not a good way to protect your voice, and for those within earshot, it's no way to spend a weekend listening to gibberish fill the house. I don't know how I'll go. Admittedly, I've left it a bit late for the contest at hand, but I'm going to give it a go. I doubt I'll achieve more than a dozen contacts, if any, but then that's not why I'm doing it. My point is that you can, for any reason at all, participate in a contest. You don't need permission, you don't need to be asked, you can just decide to. When you're ready, when you feel the urge, when you think you can, or even if you think you can't, have a go. Today. Now. Some fair warning. If you pick a busy contest, like, say, the CQ Worldwide, you'll find that there are plenty of other stations around. They, too, are having a go at whatever level they choose to. Some will be out to win, and others will try to say hello and want to chat. When you start, you might feel the need to do lots of calling. Better use of your time is to have a listen and see what's happening. Check out the other operating techniques. Once you have the hang of it, try it yourself. It won't hurt. Nobody will bite, though some might get testy if you jump on top of a rare station. If that's all too much to try and it's a little too scary, find yourself a local net, a discussion, an on-air meetup, and have a listen. Then, if the going's good, join in. Key your microphone and say your call sign. Take it from there. Going solo is something that every amateur you hear on air has done. It's time for you to do the same. Now get on air and make some noise. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com. And you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com. Wison News. Wison will be supporting the Memory Walk and Jog at Lang Park in Wollongong, which is on next Sunday, the 22nd of March. If you're interested in helping out, please contact Lindsay via email. That's Lindsay Bolstad. That's LINDSAY.BOLSTAD@VRARescue.org. Central Coast Wison is providing safety communications at the Wadigan Mountains Enduro Ride on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of March. Contact for this event is Glenn at ccwison.rco@vrarescue.org. Central Coast Wison will also be providing safety communications for the Zizada 400 Enduro Ride in August. If you're interested in helping out, even for just a day, please contact Glenn. Wison NSW weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. The next Winlink net is on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Check the Wison website for details. Wison NSW is a communications support quad of VRA Rescue NSW. For more information about Wison, visit the website at nsw.wison.org.au, and Wison is spelled W-I-C-E-N. Club news. We start, as always, with this week's club news with the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. The March Friday night get-together will be at 7pm this coming Friday, the 20th, in Port Macquarie SES Building. The club's coffee morning, held on Thursday, the 12th of March, at the Hill Cafe in Thrumster, was well attended. After their coffees, Tim, VK2XAX, and Henry, VK2ZAG, travelled to Telegraph Point to install the VK2RCN-R EchoLink node on the VK2RCN 147.0 MHz 2-metre repeater. While the node is now working for internet connections, there are still some issues with linking to other nodes by radio. Work is continuing to resolve this problem. The club runs foundation courses along with assessments for all licensed grades. The next training and assessment weekend will be scheduled once sufficient candidates have registered. You can register interest via the contact form on the club website. The club has two nets each week. The midweek net from 7:30pm Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9am on Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January 2026 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. That's from Henry, VK2ZHG, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carrionk are open on Saturdays from 10:30am. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. At the time of submissions, all services at the VK2RAG Summersby are operational now that the 23-centimetre repeater is back in service. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8pm on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater. That's on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone and via EchoLink on the ham conference. It's also live streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au. Or by phone on 02 4340 2500, which normally goes to a message bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. That's from Alan, VK2 Mike Golf, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The Waverley Amateur Radio Society. At the Society's February meeting, Matthias gave a presentation on large language models for home users. Although there were some technical issues with the presentation on the night, Matthias has re-recorded the full presentation, which can be viewed on the Society's website. The March meeting is coming up on 7:30pm this Wednesday, the 18th, at East Bondi Junction. The meeting will be held on Level 3 Meteor Room, if it's available, otherwise the Bondi Room on Level 1. At the meeting, John, VK2LWB, will give a presentation on travels to Tokyo, Abahura, the Radio District. I didn't pronounce that right, doesn't matter. A photo tour and commentary on Tokyo. There is plenty of parking available in the nearby Westfields car park, as well as public transport options to Bondi Junction, both by bus and train. As usual, many members will meet at the Olive and Oak next to the Bondi Room from about 6 p.m. for dinner beforehand. Wednesday lunchtime gatherings continue either in Centennial Park near the Duck Pond and food van, or, if the weather is inclement, in the Bondi Room at East, usually from about midday. All are welcome to come along and join in for an enjoyable lunch and all sorts of discussions. Weekly nets are on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz. With a negative 5.4 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone for access. Net control is Richard VK2XRC or Bob VK2NRC when Richard is away. Drop in and enjoy some lively discussions. All are always welcome, whether members of a society or not. You can keep up to date with the Waverley Amateur Radio Society on the web at vk2bv.org. On the site, you can also find out more details about kits available, renew your membership or update your details, and use the contact form to send in any inquiries. That's from Eric, VK2VE, the Broadcast Publicity Officer. And now, Richard from the Mandaringa Amateur Radio Society is going to give us a bit of a talk.
This Wednesday is lecture night at the Manly Warringah Radio Society, but in place of the usual lecture, we have a doubleheader with Simon VK2YU and Colin VK2JCC. If you run ham clock in your shack, you may be aware that the back-end services that power ham clock will be ending in June. Some enterprising amateurs have stepped up to provide replacement services to the amateur community. Simon will help everyone understand what's going on under the hood and will run a quick workshop to guide us through the simple configuration changes needed to keep our ham clocks running well into the future. After that, Colin will tell us about his recent experiments with artificial intelligence, which he has used to create a short video about amateur radio. He'll also update us on his recent activities with the Lawn Rangers, who operate HF in local parks. Last month's lecture on field programmable gate arrays will be available soon on the club's YouTube channel, VK2MBTV. Minor technical issues have required some extra editing, which is still in progress. In the meantime, there are plenty more videos of interest waiting for you on the channel. Next weekend, the 21st and maybe the 22nd, Club Station VK2MB Portable will be active from the Watkins for the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Catch you on the air. And on the 28th, there will be a working bee at the club to sort out performance issues with some of our antennas, along with other general maintenance. The Manly Warringah Radio Society meets every Wednesday evening at the First Terry Hills Guides Hall, Beltana Avenue, Terry Hills. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, and visitors are always welcome. If you need directions, call in on the club's 2-meter repeater on 146.875 or check the club website for details. The website address is mwrs.org.au. The club is also on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Just search for the club call sign, Victor Kilo 2, Mike Bravo. 7-3 for me, Richard VK2SKY, the publicity officer for the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
And thank you, Richard. Now, the St. George Amateur Radio Society. The Society will be participating in the John Moyle Field Day next weekend on the 21st of March, operating from Cars Park near Bakehurst. If you're interested in becoming a licensed amateur or know someone who is, the Society's next foundation training and assessment weekend is on the 18th and 19th of April at Heathcote, a short walk from the railway station. For more information or to book a visit, visit the website at ar.sgars.org or contact via email to education@sgars.org. For more information at St. George Amateur Radio Society's repeaters, contests and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. And today the St. George Amateur Radio Society had a fox hunting day down at Cars Park at Blakehurst, and we had 15 participants. And, well, 17 if you count the police that were called by somebody. Anyway, that's from Peter, VK2EMU, for the St George Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL. That's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and on Echolink VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben VK2AFK. At 8 p.m. there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve VK2STG, the Haddock Net on VK2RNS 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV, that's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays from 8 p.m. National VKDMR Net on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society digital net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group net on VK2RHR on 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474, and the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz. Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society weekly net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10 metre net on 28.466 MHz, and the CCARC weekly net on VK2RHE on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. And then at 8 p.m, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR Net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wyson New South Wales Nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 944 0123.
And thank you. Our next bulletin will be at 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of the national news from VK1WIA. That's all from the VK2WI news for this week. Your announcer has been Peter, VK2MU, and Steve, VK2EEL, as engineer. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay stations that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to Sir George Amateur Radio Society. And on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA, will be standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'm going to start with 20. Going to be 20, 80, 40, 30 and 160. And in the studio, Steve, he's going to start with 2 metres, then whatever else he's going to be doing. It's his 10, 6, 70 and 23, but I don't know what order. Anyway, all the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe and thank you for listening.